Neurodevelopmental Disorders by All-Star Medics. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD. ADHD is defined as persistent inattention and/or hyperactivity impulsivity lasting 6 months or more, affecting social, academic, or occupational functioning. Children may have a short attention span, be easily distracted, have difficulty organizing tasks, and forget instructions. Hyperactive impulsive behaviors include excessive motor activity, rapid speech, difficulty waiting, and interrupting others. Diagnosis is based on DSM-5 criteria, using tools like the Vanderbilt Teacher Screening Tool, with symptoms present in multiple settings for over 6 months. First-line treatment includes behavioral parent therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, environment modification, classroom management, social skills training, exercise, and medications such as methylphenidate or dextroamphetamine. Specialist referral is indicated if first-line therapy fails. Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD. ASD is characterized by deficits in social communication and interaction, alongside repetitive and restricted behaviors. Red flags include delayed language, poor eye contact, lack of pretend play, repetitive speech, distress with minor changes, and unusual sensory responses. Screening tools include MCHAT for 16 to 30 months and DSM-5 criteria. Management focuses on supportive interventions like social skills therapy, occupational therapy, early education, and behavior modification. Pharmacological therapy is reserved for severe irritability or self-injurious behavior, with risperidone as the recommended medication. Specialist referral is required if symptoms persist. Cerebral palsy, CP. CP is a group of non-progressive movement disorders due to early brain injury, often with sensory, cognitive, or behavioral comorbidities. Risk factors include prematurity, SGA, multiple pregnancy, HIE, or neonatal infections. CP types include spastic, dyskinetic, ataxic, and mixed or global involvement. Treatment is multidisciplinary. Medications like baclofen for spasticity and levodopa for dystonia, physical and occupational therapy, and functional assessment using GMFCS. Complications can affect neurological, behavioral, gastrointestinal, bone, respiratory, skin, dental, and genitourinary systems.